Why, Herman? Oh, I when I was 16, 15, 16 years old, I read his first book, and I thought it was fabulous because he cut down the whole literal tradition in Flanders and started with something that was his own style and which was completely new for Flemish literature. So that's why I liked his writings. And then later we met, he saw my second short film, which he liked a lot, and then he said he wanted to meet me to talk about shooting a film on his projects. So, and then I knew all his books, I read all his books, and after like 5 minutes, after like a couple of minutes talking, we decided to that I would work on Ekströmer. Mm-hmm. So Ekströmer is, and if, why did we choose Ekströmer? Because mm-hmm. it's his only book with narratives in it. The rest doesn't have a narrative story, it's just philosophing about mm-hmm. life and racism and fascism mm-hmm. And writing and sex and drugs and mm-hmm. and this had a story mm-hmm. about, you know, they're gonna form a band and they're gonna win mm-hmm. the rock contest. So that's a kind of a story, I guess. Mm-hmm. So yeah. And then, was it easy or not to write the script? No, it was kind of easy. Mm-hmm. Because what I liked about the book I could keep, and what I hated about the book I could throw away.
So do you think that the difference between those two mediums, moving images and literature, actually kind of enriches the art itself?
That depends. That depends from mm-hmm. the person who reads and sees it. For some it doesn't, for some it does. Of course, my version of the book is much more violent than the book itself, and my vision is much more black than the book itself, because in my vision there's no future, in his vision there was a kind of future that was like a difference.
All the characters and relationships among them and also towards the world are represented in a clear political incorrectness. So is this perhaps also your critique of the prosaic discourse of political correctness, which often functions in a way that's without substance? It's almost hypocritical.
But the political incorrectness is created by the intellectuals that are political correct. Because when you see the film, the friends without the writer, they just accept each other like they are. There's nothing wrong between them. The only person who doesn't accept it is the intellectual one, the person who has the power. And that's what I try to underline, that political correctness is created by those who are politically correct but aren't at the same time.
So the writer, that is Dries Van Heegen, is actually then a symbol of intellectual elite that is incapable or even unwilling, because of its decadence, to have a more emancipatory potential in the society.
He's not a symbol, but he's like, it's very easy for intellectuals and rich people, capitalists or politicians to go down to watch poor people and to say something about them. All the poor people should not live in a in a carbon box but in a house, and they go away. But still he lives in the box and they don't build the house. And that's what I try to say with this project. At the same time, I wanted to use humor and misuse humor to do that. I didn't want to tell it straight in a documentary style. I wanted to really play with strange and absurd and stupid humor and extreme violent humor to say that,
mm-hmm.
which in a way it's like I wanted to keep a mirror in front of society, but more a love mirror, like in the circus, mm-hmm. with a mirror like mm-hmm. this mm-hmm. or like this, mm-hmm. which is not a real reflection, but still you kind of recognize yourself.
Mm-hmm. So your movie is in a way also a critical statement, not just, I guess, on the Belgian society, but also on the social system of capitalism itself. Because you drew a very, like you said, a very clear line between the elites and the people coming from the gutter. So.
Yes, but that's reality. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
When it's always strange it's a reflection of the not Belgium, but global. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think is really strange, that politicians or the people who have the power
mm-hmm.
are just giving laws and creating laws
mm-hmm.
where actually the core people don't have to do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't recognize this problem most of mm-hmm. the times. They see other problems that are closer to their reality,
mm-hmm.
but those other problems are not accepted
mm-hmm.
by them because they're not politically correct or they are subjective
mm-hmm.
or they're not, you cannot make manifests out of it because politicians or capitalists, they create manifests
mm-hmm.
that people should follow.
Mm-hmm. So your movies, according to this, actually a movie about disclosing ideology. And you do this with sometimes extreme violent images. So do you think that through this kind of channel, it is the only way to make a statement?
No, it's my way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other directors or writers
mm-hmm.
or painters who make their own projection
mm-hmm.
and their own statement, but this is my
mm-hmm. okay.
way of making a statement, which for me is like more like a kind of shock therapy
uh-huh.
in a way. I try to do a statement in such a hard shock that maybe some people will see it. And if they don't, or they don't recognize it,
mm-hmm.
then it didn't work. But of course, you don't know
mm-hmm.
before if something will or won't work.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that with excessive violent images that you're actually lowering the images potential to shock people, because today people are bombarded with all kinds of violent images.
Yeah, but it depends what kind of violence you use.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of films that use violence as a popular
mm-hmm.
and cool element, which I hope I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
For me, violence is very shocking and
mm-hmm.
painful.
Mm-hmm.
And as long if it's not painful, then it has no use.
Mm-hmm. Your movie is also a musical movie. So music is in accordance with visual medium. So how did you choose music scores?
Oh, it's a combination of existing music and music we wrote for the film.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the bands play is written before we shot the film. And I chose Millionaire because I wanted to work with the singer.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tim Van Hamer. I kind of feel... I kind of felt at that moment that he was the only person to perform the psyche of the singer of the
mm-hmm.
feminists,
mm-hmm.
because he's completely schizophrenic and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Tim is not, but he can perform that. And for Big Dick, I asked Flip Collier, which is a singer out of my born youth neighborhood, because. Yeah, because it just fitted. But of
mm-hmm.
course, I don't think you have the subtitles of what he sings. It's about his dick. He sings, of course. It's really funny if you understand. It's really
mm-hmm.
like totally funny. And he was the only one for me that could do this in, and that it's like very gross, but at the same
mm-hmm.
time very nice and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of music I was sent by musicians.
Mm-hmm.
When they heard I was making a film, I got like 300 CDs, mm-hmm. and then I chose one or two. And then for the first band, is Lightning Bolt, is an American band. I saw there they have a documentary. Mm-hmm. So I really wanted mm-hmm. them to do to give me their music. And then I Mogwai is a Scottish band mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. I really like,
mm-hmm.
and I really wanted to work mm-hmm. with them. And I had a friend kind of knew them, so mm-hmm. it was very easy in between. And then Isis, which is an American band, is also something I heard, and I thought, wow, this is it. And I contacted them, mm-hmm. and now even the guitar player of Isis is going to do my next movie, actually.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was very important that the persons I created, that the music they made or they listened to was right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, this the only genre is mm-hmm. punk rock, in a
mm-hmm.
way.
Because of the editing techniques and music, I got the feeling that I'm actually watching, in a way, especially in the club scene, a music video. So was perhaps this your intention? Or
club scene, I wanted to have a very fast cutting, because mm-hmm. I wanted, as if you were standing in the middle of the audience and really are drugged and drunk and jumping, and I wanted to really, really fast, like you get crazy in your head. And the part of the film is just, you know, the rhythm of the film.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with
Let me also talk about the relationship towards women, because in a way, women are here like objects. It's a lot of chauvinism going on, so, and also women are important as in so-called dysfunctional families, because we can see that Jan's mother is kind of overprotective. So what was actually your message by creating this kind of representation of women in this film?
I think, to be honest, that the mother of Jan is a strong woman. I don't think she's mm-hmm. misused. She's misused by the writer, but mm-hmm. in a way, he misuses everybody. He mm-hmm. gays, mm-hmm. heteros, women, mm-hmm. horses, mm-hmm. dogs, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in a way, for me, she's kind of a strong person, because she's the only one who mm-hmm. dares to go against him. And the other women that are around him is his girlfriend, which
mm-hmm.
is for him just an object,
mm-hmm.
a nice person, beautiful,
mm-hmm.
naked, nice to have.
Mm-hmm.
She even organizes trios for him,
mm-hmm.
which is great for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he misuses the women to like he misuses everybody,
mm-hmm.
to get to his goal,
mm-hmm.
and to manipulate everybody. It's
mm-hmm.
for him, it's only about manipulation, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the only one who is difficult to manipulate is Jan's mother.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, your film is quite critical about the society, and according to this, how it was accepted in Belgium. What were the reactions?
Very shocked. But a lot of people were shocked, and a lot of people like it was like yes or no,
okay.
no in between. The problem was that the people who were shocked, they couldn't say why, but they could only say I hate it and I hate
mm-hmm.
it, but there was not a real reason
okay.
for it. And I think the reason is that there's a recognition somewhere. Also a recognition of what you don't do against something. To be honest, critics
mm-hmm.
and stuff, there are the intellectuals. So, and that's maybe some people could not accept it,
mm-hmm.
or it's also a kind of reflection of what exists.
What do you think should be the role of the intellectuals?
I know what they should not do,
okay.
And they should not, when you see the whole manipulation going on,
mm-hmm.
and it's especially media,
mm-hmm.
where intellectual find their bread
mm-hmm.
nowadays, how they manipulate people to do TV shows, they go to Africa with people and they go to live in African, I don't know what. So in a way we start to colonize again, but this time in function of media.
Mm-hmm.
So every little village you can find in the rainforest is the new set for the new program.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should stop misusing people.
Is it hard for you to gather funds for making movies?
For this one I didn't get any money. At the end I got money for a little bit because I was selected in a lot of festivals right away. So yeah, it's sometimes difficult to find money for films that are confronting and contradictional and stuff like that. So it's not like you go to because the bank system puts money in films, but they don't want to put money in my films because of what I make. So maybe, but I don't really care.
And it's going to be, and your next film project also so provocative, like this one?
Oh, different, but quite shocking, yes. But yes.
With also with the story and with film techniques.
It's different. It's totally. It has nothing to do with it. But but it's gonna be a shock, and it's gonna. It has to be provocative. Because I think that film is made to provoke. People say it's made to entertain, but there's enough entertainment without me anyway. So why would I entertain?
When we're reading statements of critics, they say that your debut film draws parallels to film classics like, I don't know, Clockwork Orange, Spinal Tap. Is this flattering for you, or?
It's flattering, of course it's flattering. But at the other hand, why would, of course, people have to put a stamp on something, and I like the stamp, but at the same time, it's like strange.
It's like an intellectual characterization.
Yeah, again. I'm like it is what it is.
How did you come up with the idea when you were portraying the Cohen's personality? You turned the camera upside down.
I wanted to show him as a character that was that had nothing to do with real life anymore. I want to show him as not part of the viewer, because I want that schizophrenia of the ambiguity actually of him, that you see him as a human being, but you don't see him as a human being like you could be. That's one thing. Also in the book he was taking a lot of drugs and hitting women. I wanted him only to hit once a woman and that's it. And at the end still make the viewer think that he was totally dangerous. So I thought if I make him hit once a woman very sick and then I put him on the ceiling, he will have this effect on people. And how I do that, it's very simple how I did it actually. It's like this room, and I had a next floor, and I put this room upside down on the next floor, and then he walks, the ceiling is then here, and he walks on the ceiling, and I turn on my camera, and very simple. And then for the other guys, I shot in this room, and for him, I shot there.